It's Eric Hansen in Bushnell, Illinois, with Coach David Roddis of the Bushnell West Prairie Spartans football team. And Coach Roddis, did you expect to get as far as you did this season?
Well, you know, we knew we had a good group of seniors coming in. We had high hopes to make the playoffs. You know, we talked about our wanting to be in the playoffs, and that was a big goal for us. The 7-2 record was a great way to go in, and we were very happy with that.
Yeah, the Sparklins getting into the and so you guys lost in the first round, but beginning of the season, how many seasons you've been with the team?
This is my
third season. Was it a rebuilding when you came in? And
well, we started out. You know, I started out with the second year of our co-op.
Yeah.
So we were just getting going.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see where we're headed and the things to come. So we're just heading in the right direction, and we can't be happier.
Yeah, so there were some challenges early on, but this year has to be a good mark of where you want to be next year, maybe go a little bit
right.
Further.
Yeah, and just keep building from that. That's what we're hoping on.
Tell us about some of the guys that maybe won't be coming back next year. What were you loaded with this year? More seniors than tell us about some of the players on this team.
Definitely senior heavy. Yeah. We had a lot of senior linemen. That I don't know how we're going to replace.
Yeah.
You know, and then to top it all off, you know, we had a couple of senior receivers and DBs that I don't know. You know, I'm trying to put in my mind how we're going to replace all those guys, and I just haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, and with Nate Ferguson being one of our over 1,000-yard rushers, you know, how do you replace a running back like that? Well, we'll have to figure that all out. But yeah. I guess that's what the offseason's for. So,
well, turned it from last year. What was your record last year?
We went in at 5-4. We just barely made the playoffs at 5-4.
Yeah.
So,
and definitely an improvement this year. What is your philosophy when you go in, you and the other coaches? What do you instill? What's special? Like, this is every team I coach. They're going to know this,
right.
and they're going to take this on the field. What is that you do?
Well, we went into this year. We did some new stuff with our camp. We went to Jacksonville to McMurray and did some team building stuff there. And one of the main things we tried to focus on was that it's a team, we're a family. You know, that's what we're going into the season. We're doing it for each other.
Yeah.
And we just went off of that. And, you know, our kids enjoyed every minute of it.
You felt like they bought in?
Oh, yes, definitely did. And you know, that's something that we're looking at. You know, we were talking earlier. That's something I want to do again. I want to go back to Jacksonville, spend a couple of days down there with just the kids, just talking football. And, you know, they had a good time, so we want to go back.
Well, we had your name in with 9 other teams for Hometown Heroes of the fall sports season, and when we pulled yours out, Tom and I talked about we came for homecoming, we had a good time.
Right.
There was a good atmosphere here,
right.
So
yeah.
It was good to come back. Were you surprised when you heard? Did you hear
it
happen?
No. Yeah, I didn't know how it all came down, but I started getting text messages right away. It was just awesome to hear that, you know, we're up for the $1,000. That's just great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got the big old trophy for you, and we've got a $1,000 check, and I brought a real check too. Any idea where some of that $1,000 might go?
Well, like I said, I think we're going to put that towards going back to Jacksonville. That takes a large chunk of money to get a bus down there and to stay down there with 40-some kids. That takes some money, and that's what we'll probably be putting it towards.
Well, you don't do this alone every Friday night. Who are some of the other guys that are helping you on the sidelines to make it happen?
Yeah, you know, Coach McCormick, he's teaching over at West Prairie. I got Coach Akers here. He's getting ready for basketball practice. I got Coach Borkhart, who's living here in town, and then Coach Zarilla, who teaches over at the junior high. So those guys all make it happen.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
great.
Tell us about the support when you were at home and even for that playoff game. When you look behind you in the stands, if you got a chance to do that, how'd that feel?
Yeah. No, you know what? Our parents have been amazing. They do so much for our kids. They cook them meals. They do everything for those kids. They cook them meals on Thursday nights. They have Saturday morning breakfast. They just do above and beyond. It's amazing. And then, you know, when we get a home playoff game, you know, we just got all these communities together. It was great to see them all come together from, you know, we got communities from Colchester to Prairie City and, you know, everything in between.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just good to get them all together.
What'd you have to say to the boys? Do you remember what you said to them after the Carlisle game, after the loss in the locker room?
Well, you know, it was a tough loss.
Yeah.
One that we thought we could have done something a little bit better.
Yeah.
But a 7-2 record or 7-3 record's where we ended. You can't be upset with that.
No.
I mean, that's not very many teams can say they did that.
Hold your head high.
Right. Yeah. That's where we were at. So.
And one last thing. When do you start preparing for next season? Are you already doing that?
No. No. We give our kids until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it gives us a chance to get a free start. You know, we're looking at some football stuff right now. What are we wanting to do? Where are we going to, you know, kind of go from here?
Yeah.
And then after Thanksgiving, we're going to hit the weight room and start talking about next season.
Well, we're proud to be here to give you this $1,000 check and proud to be part of Bushnell and the West Prairie and the Sparklins. And good luck, Coach Rodas. And by the way, where are you from and how long have you been in the area?
Well, I've been teaching here at Bushnell since 2001.
Oh, wow.
You know, I've been coaching with – Coach McCormick was the head coach here, and I've coached with him all the way up to, you know, 2000 – I don't know. I've been here a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just great being here. I'm from Lewiston, so I'm not far away. It's just great being here with these guys. I got a great coaching staff, like you said,
yeah.
And these kids are just amazing to work with. So,
well, we hope to see you next year. I bet we'll run into you again, sir.
We thank you so much for everything you guys do, covering us, talking about our kids, every bit of it. And this money is just an amazing way to help these kids out. So
good luck and have enjoy a little time off for the offseason.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Coach David Rodas of the Bushnell West Prairie Sparklones football team made it to round one of the playoffs and their hometown heroes of the fall sports season. $1,000 and a big old trophy. And thanks to our sponsors, Martin Sullivan, your local John Deere dealer, Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical, and Carl Sandburg College. Eric Hansen for the Country Station FM 95. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.